KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says global inflation is easing and financial conditions are stabilizing, but uncertainty continues to weigh heavily on global economic growth. The minister, who is recovering from flu, has been addressing officials representing G20 countries at the Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting at Zimbali in Ballito.
We meet at a time of a fragile global economic growth, rising trade barriers, persistent global imbalances, and new geopolitical risks as significant concerns.
Godongwana has told delegates that collaboration is key in dealing with issues, including high and rising debt in developing countries, specifically in Africa, and an increase in climate-related shocks and extreme weather events.
The cumulative impact of these cascading challenges is pushing the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030 further out of reach. Developing countries face a staggering financing gap of $4 trillion every year. We must act decisively, choose cooperation over fragmentation, unity over division, and action over inertia before the window to deliver on our shared commitment closes.
There's a manhunt for a gang that robbed a cash-in-transit van in Pietermaritzburg. The police's Robert Nesiunda says the robbers pounced yesterday.
Police in KwaZulu-Natal are on the lookout for at least 12 suspects who robbed a cash delivery vehicle of an undisclosed amount of money along Marae Road on Wednesday, when security guards sustained multiple gunshot wounds during the robbery and were later transferred to hospital for treatment. The suspects also reportedly robbed two firearms and ammunition before fleeing from the scene.
The following story is not suitable for children and may also be distressing for other listeners. Judgment is expected in the case of a Johannesburg woman accused of raping and killing her stepdaughter. Former preschool teacher Amber Lee Hughes was arrested 2 years ago after her partner's four-year-old daughter, Nada Jane Chalita, was found drowned in a bathtub at their home in the south of Johannesburg. The girl's father was away at the time. The couple is said to have had a rocky relationship. Hughes has pleaded not guilty to the charges and claims that Nada's death was a tragic accident. And TikTok has been hit with a fresh complaint over data access. Online privacy campaigners in Europe are accusing the social media platform and two other Chinese-owned companies, AliExpress and WeChat, of violating EU data protection regulations and failing to comply with access requests. The campaign group, NOYB, which stands for None of Your Business, earlier this year filed complaints against several other Chinese-owned companies, including Shein and Temu, claiming they are unlawfully sending personal data to China. It says TikTok only provided part of the complainant's data in an unstructured form that is impossible to understand. Last week, Beijing denied asking firms to illegally collect and store users' personal information after an investigation was opened into its European operations. The top story, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says global inflation is easing and financial conditions are stabilizing, but uncertainty continues to weigh heavily on global economic growth. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.